After experiencing a record high in 2019, Orange County had a steep drop in tourism revenue during the early stage of the COVID-19 pandemic. Lori Policelli, who is the executive director of the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau, recently spoke with 97.9 The Hill and recalled the struggles for the local hospitality industry during that time.
You know, there was just really a national cease on travel, and people heeded that, and our lives were at stake. Nobody knew what we didn't know. And so we saw a huge decline. Every hotel, every business furloughed staff. And so when we saw these numbers come in, it was a sigh. It was an exhale that people are traveling to Orange County again.
According to Visit North Carolina, Orange County experienced a 51% increase in spending from domestic and international visitors in 2021. The total was more than $194 million within county lines. That outpaces the percent increase in spending across all North Carolina, which was nearly 45% this last year compared to 2020. Policelli said many elements contribute to this local boost, including the returns of fans to UNC Athletics games, improved capacity indoors, and new businesses opening their doors. But she also gave credit to those who are in the restaurant and hospitality industries for their cooperation and perseverance during the challenging stretches.
What I really loved about this community during COVID is how well everyone worked together to support each other. Suddenly competitors were all working together to try to lift that tide.
Another aspect of the rebound, according to Policelli, the return of Orange County hosting conferences, reunions, and other annual gatherings. While the rise of remote communication has led to changes in the workplace and how people interact, the Visitors Bureau executive director said such events are swinging back to largely being held in person.
What they're finding is that the hybrid isn't working, you know, that the people in the room ignore the people on the calls. People are really craving the full interaction. And what you hear a lot is that a lot of the business takes place in the hallway.
Yeah.
You know, you see someone in the hallway and you're like, hey, by the way, you know, what's going on with that? And so you just can't do that on Zoom, right?
The tourism totals for Chatham County improved as well, with Visit North Carolina reporting a 41% increase to more than $68 million in revenue. One trend noted by county officials is the spending tied to outdoor events or facilities, as well as residents staying and spending money in Chatham. Chair of the County Commissioners Karen Howard told 97.9 The Hill she believes the local governments should continue to capitalize on that interest.
The need for us to continue to invest in outdoor recreation and opportunities for people to come and visit and spend their dollars here and make a difference in the lives of Chatham County residences and businesses. Those numbers really are staggering considering the economic position that the world was in. And I hope we can look at those and take some lessons and continue to do well for visitors and tourism in the county.
Howard said she encourages residents to read the full report, not only to get the broad picture of Chatham County's growth in tourism, but also to come to their own conclusions.
I would love for people to have a look at it and think about what that really says. That at a time when money was not necessarily easy to come by and people were looking for things to do, for ways to get out and enjoy themselves during the pandemic, they chose places like Chatham County.
For a full report by Visit North Carolina, head to chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.